Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 15th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. One new case of COVID-19, so that's 39 active cases, including one in Nobles. All COVID-19 restrictions are staying. There's a Comin meeting on Monday. The Home Alone heart attack fiancé must self-care. Has the Manx internet slowed down since the lockdown? And chemists are warning, don't stockpile medication. All this on Lockdown 2, Day 9.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. One new case of coronavirus has been identified on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. It was found in a day one test from a person who was self-isolating after travelling off the island. There are now 39 active cases of COVID-19 in total. Health Minister David Ashford says the former ShopRite site at Chester Street Car Park in Douglas is to become a vaccination hub, replacing the site being used at Newlands in mid-February. Meanwhile, the Ronalds Way Airport vaccine hub is to open at the end of this month. And government says a woman who is self-isolating alone after undergoing a procedure in the UK following a heart attack is fully capable of self-care during her period of isolation. It's after her fiancé revealed he had to move out of their home before she was allowed to leave hospital. Further afield, the UK government is closing all travel corridors from 4 a.m. on Monday to protect against new coronavirus variants. It means everyone arriving there will need to quarantine for 10 days or pay to take a test to shorten their isolation. They'll also need a negative result 3 days before setting off. Meanwhile, the latest figures show the R number, which shows how COVID-19 is spreading around the UK, is largely unchanged. It seems to be dropping in London, the east of England and the southeast, but it's growing in the northwest and southwest. It says another 1,280 people have died. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Irish Sea Weather's got a gale warning at the moment out at sea. On the Isle of Man, dry this evening with a strengthening southeast wind, strengthening overnight to bring rain on the strong to gale force southeasterly. Down to 5 degrees through the night. For Saturday, Jasana, wet start, then drying up with sunshine and showers on a moderate westerly, top temperature 9 degrees, down to 4 through the night into Sunday, and Jaduni, cloudy with occasional showers on a fresh to strong west northwesterly, and up to 7 degrees. Low water this evening, 28 minutes past 7. The overnight high tide's got a risk of coastal overtopping. An hour either side of high water, which is 13 minutes past 1 a.m. Low water, 28 minutes past 7 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 29 minutes past 8. And the lunchtime high tide on Saturday is 1:30.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Chief Minister said the Council of Ministers will review the COVID-19 measures on the Isle of Man on Monday. Howard Quayle made the announcement at this afternoon's coronavirus media conference.
The last thing we want to do is rush to release the lockdown, only to find that there is still COVID in the community and we have to lock down again. The Council of Ministers, of course, reviews the situation and the measures in place on a regular basis. We have identified Monday as an important moment for us to make decisions about next steps. I certainly do not want to prejudge that meeting. We will take all the information we have at the time. We will consider the advice of our clinical and public health experts, and we will make decisions. Then I will come and update you. That is Monday. Of course, as with so much of life, the outcome may not be binary. End it or extend it. One thing that this virus has taught us is that we have to be flexible and to adapt to the situation. If we continue to see a positive outlook, then we may decide to take gradual, cautious steps back to normality, a tapered approach. But I do need to say that if the situation does deteriorate between now and then, we may have to tighten the screws again. The equation is simple. The better we all do, the sooner we can start to return to normal.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Well, you've heard the story today about the Home Alone heart attack victim who can't, whose fiance can't stay with her. Well, the health minister updated us all on that today and says medics both on the island and in the UK were of the unanimous view the patient was able to self-care and therefore wouldn't need a whole household isolation exemption. David Ashford gave this response today from our news editor's question. That was Tim Glover.
Well, the first thing I need to say, Tim, is it's not the department that makes the decision. It is actually the clinical people looking after the patient. It is not a decision by the department. It is not a decision by politicians or civil servants. It is a decision made by the people in charge of that patient's care. I'm very limited in what I can say in relation to individual cases, but there are always two sides to every story. People will be aware of the new rules that came into effect that made it clear that returning travellers may only self-isolate with another member of the household if that person travelled with them. There is an exemption in law for patient transfers who can have a modified direction notice to be cared for at home where a whole household isolates, and that is based on the requirement for ongoing care in the home based on the person's medical condition. Exemptions are granted based on a clinical assessment of the patient. Clinical assessments are undertaken to reach the decision on whether the person is capable for caring for themselves. Where it's patient transfer concerned, it's actually done twice because it's assessed by the UK team caring for them and also the Isle of Man medical team. So that is an objective test on whether the modification can apply. In this particular case, I can say that both medical teams in the island and also the UK overseeing the care of the patient were of an absolutely unanimous view that an exemption was not required and that the person is fully capable of self-care for the period of isolation. That is the medical view from the medical professionals in charge of that person's care, and it's a unanimous view by both teams. So as I said at the start, it is not for a politician or civil servant to decide if there is a clinical need. That is for the clinicians themselves, and that is exactly the process that has been followed in this case. There have been patients where, due to medical care, they've needed care at home that have been granted the exemption and have gone down the route of the whole household isolating. The clinical team looking after this patient have been absolutely clear, both here in the UK, for this patient, that is not required.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
22 minutes before 6, the Bet McCree left Heysham at 5 past 2 this afternoon. She got into Douglas shortly after 5:15 this afternoon, and we'll be off out again 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving there about 11:30 tonight. The overnight departure from Heysham to Douglas will be at 2:15. She'll be back in harbour tomorrow morning at about 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
So, do you think the internet has slowed down on the Isle of Man over the past couple of weeks? Whilst demand on phone lines and broadband has shot up with more people working from home, there's been no strain on the services, apparently. So say Sure, the telecoms provider, who's seen a doubling in phone usage and a 40% rise in internet traffic over the circuit break. In line with last year's lockdown, the chief exec of Sure is Mike Phillips.
That 40% increase is driven by higher usage of both mobile internet and broadband internet usage through the day. So where traditionally during the day tends to be a quieter period as people are at work and obviously children are at school, what we see through the last lockdown and this lockdown is that internet usage rises more sharply through the day. So from around 10 o'clock, we're seeing high usage.
And when we get high usage, sometimes that can obviously lead to a strain on the services. Have we experienced that?
No, we haven't. We recognise the role that we play in supporting the island and our community, which is why we continue to invest in a number of upgrades last year to make sure we've got enough capacity to cope with the island demand.
I'm just interested in why the demand goes up, because although you've got more people working from home, presumably it's the same amount of people. They would just be in an office in Douglas or somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a change of technology. So with many businesses, they buy dedicated large internet pipes. So therefore, that usage isn't on a broadband network. So what we see with people working from home, you've got more people connected to the network or using services in their more services in their own right.
And if anybody is at home and they are experiencing an issue with their connection, what can they do at home to make the most of the setup?
I think one of the most common issues with something with broadband in the home environment is the Wi-Fi itself from the router. So one of the tips that we always have is making sure that you've optimized your Wi-Fi usage. What we also recommend is that every few years people look at their routers and upgrade their routers, because again, standards are changing all the time. So to get the best performance out of Wi-Fi networks, upgrading the router is usually a good first course of action.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
It's 19 minutes before 6 Friday evening, live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. Primark has dismissed calls to sell online, despite forecasting a £1 billion sales hit should lockdown remain until the end of February. Yesterday, Primark responded to customer queries encouraging it to embrace e-commerce, saying they prefer to sell in physical stores. Three quarters of Primark stores are closed, including, of course, the one in Liverpool. Of course, all 190 outlets are closed, prompted a 30% fall in sales to £2 billion during the 16 weeks to the 2nd of January 2021. Primark's previously said a shift to online will bump up prices. Scientists in Australia are battling greenhouse gas emissions by backing a novel diet change to the diet of cows. The global livestock sector's rear end accounts for 14.5% of greenhouse gas emissions, if you know what I mean. And CH4 Global and Seaforest, two companies, are conducting world-first commercial trials using a pink native seaweed as a feed supplement capable of reducing what they call livestock methane emissions by 80%. Now, seaweed may be a sushi staple, but the Asparagopsis species of seaweed has a chemical that disrupts the digestion process and stops the production of methane.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower on concerns over a new lockdown measure and a re-emergence of COVID-19 cases in China. The dollar rose as economic data showed COVID-19's continuing toll on the economy boosted demands for the safe haven currency. Oil was lower. Gold slumped as the dollar continued its upturn. And in corporate news, DS Smith slumped after Merpus sold shares in the packaging company in an accelerated book build. Going the other way, Aviva rallied as it said it was confident in its outlook for the current year. And the numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down almost 1% at 6,735. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost 1.5% at 13,777. Just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.5% at 30,830. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index in New York down 0.5% at 13,038. And the S&P 500 down 0.5% in Chicago at 3,733. The exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 36 cents, €1, 12.4 cents, and 20 South African rand, 62.6 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down over 0.75% at $1,831 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 2.25% at $55.14.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast.
Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's 6:15 on Manx Radio, where you've heard what Mr. Ashford had to say about the heart attack and the fiancé. Here's the man himself. Malcolm McDonald says current coronavirus self-isolation rules mean him sleeping in his car and his fiancée alone without support while recovering from a heart attack. Restrictions mean those returning from off-island can only guarantee and quarantine with someone they've travelled with. The government said the woman's fully capable of self-care. You heard Mr. Ashford say it during her isolation. You can read the full statement at manxradio.com. Here's what Mr. McDonald said to Isle of Man television.
She needs care. She needs help in the house, in the home. She's just not right. She's stressed out because she can't have anybody with her. She's on her own. And the last time, when she had the heart attack on Sunday, her phone was alongside her, but still couldn't get to it. She was in that much pain and she screamed. And that's how I knew. I ran down the stairs and she was having a heart attack. And that's what's worrying her. She can't, if something happens again, she's just going to be on her own. If she's, that's it, that's her on her own and nobody's there to help her. I've been in touch with Dr. Allanson, who is my MHK, and he agrees with me fully. He agreed with me fully on the phone. And I'll quote him, he says, I've spoke to the health minister direct, and he'll hopefully get him to make the right decision as to me being there with her, to care and help her. And it's just come back, no, every time. I had to sleep in my car last night because I waited till 9 o'clock for him to come back to me. And he said the health minister hadn't been in touch with him. So he was in a coma meeting with him this morning and he said he would get back to me then. So I had to sleep in my car. I had nowhere to go. At 11 o'clock last night, at 11:15 last night, I had another message off him saying that the CEO had said, no, there was just no way. And Dr. Allison couldn't change that situation. The decision had been made and that was it. I've even told him that I would pay for my own COVID test. If that was COVID tests, I'd pay for a COVID vaccine if that helped. I would do anything they wanted me to do, basically, just so I could get in and help her. She's normally a strong-willed and bubbly person, but you can tell she's not well and she needs help, and she does.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, Mark Cavendish says he doesn't expect fairy tales after returning to the De Koninck Quickstep team for the 2021 season. Sprinter Cavendish, who is 35, has won 30 Tour de France stages in his career, second only to Belgian legend Eddy Merckx. He enjoyed three successful seasons with Quickstep from 2013, but doesn't expect to recapture those heights. I'm a realist, he said. I'm not looking to hang on to something or to finish my career in any fairy tale way. He added, I just know that I'm still good. The Manx man, who has also won world titles for Britain on the track and road, said he regretted leaving the team in 2016 when he swapped to Team Dimension Data, but struggled to replicate the form that made him such a threat in sprint finishes. The best part of my career was at this team, he said. I tried something else, but with hindsight, I wish I'd have stayed here my whole career. Earlier in his career, Cavendish had hoped to close in on Merckx's record of 34 Tour de France stage wins, but his ambitions had been checked by two seasons hindered by injury and illness. David Knighter-Knight is looking pretty relaxed after the 11th stage of the Dakar Rally. The Manx rider has just completed the Alua to Yanbu route, finishing 20th. Overall, Knight is sitting in 25th place and feels like he's only just getting started. It was like jump and big massive boulders the other side. It was sketchy. Could do it another week really now. Like it used to be in the olden days when the tough riders were out there. I feel like I'm just starting to get going. A full list of results from the Dakar Rally can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield, and England will play a Super League All-Stars team in three new fixtures introduced to netball's calendar. The event, named the Vitality Netball Legends Series, will run from the 20th until the 24th of January and replaces England's fixtures against Jamaica, which were postponed over coronavirus concerns. And sacrifice has to be made in the fight for equal pay for the United States women's national team, says World Cup winning goalkeeper Hope Solo. The team's lawsuit for equal pay was dismissed in May 2020 with an appeal filed against the decision. They had been seeking £52.8 million in damages under the Equal Pay Act.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
One departure, two arrivals from Ronald's Way. The 4:50 patient transfer Loganair to Liverpool left 8 minutes late. It's back at 6:40 this evening. And at 6:50, Loganair's inbound from Heathrow is due. On the roads, everything's fine. Mountain Road's clear as well. Nothing in the way of fog or ice there. Factory Lane in Peel is closed for highway reconstruction. Cronk Road, Port St Mary's closed for gas main replacement. In Westlands in Peel, that's closed for demolition, refurb and extension works. And of course, you've got the phase closure for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure in Peel, stopping off between the Creek Restaurant and Station Place. And Station Park in Colby is closed for curb replacement. All the information of current roadworks at manxradio.com. Powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
And talking of vehicles, vehicles still need to be serviced under lockdown, with the island's garages allowed to remain open. Repairs and maintenance continue, but in a much changed environment, which some have adapted to quickly. Here's Neil Cowie of Quayside Tyres.
Bay separation, people separation, keeping, you know, 2 metre distance, face coverings, hand cleaning, sanitising of vehicles, dividing up of the bays. We have a very modern facility here anyway, so for us to divide the bays up and keep staff separated wasn't such a big thing for us, but obviously it's something that you have to do at the moment.
So what are the guidelines with the vehicles themselves? Because people be wearing masks and social distancing, but when they drop vehicles off and leave them, are you having to be extra careful about making sure they're clean and you're not picking up any infection from them?
Well, of course, yeah, because what we do is if a customer phones up, we have a booking system. So we'll give them a time anywhere from 8 a.m. right the way through till 6 o'clock at night. Of course, we have that by telephone. We have the online booking system. And so we'll inform them of a time, or they can pick their own time. When they arrive, where they're separated from the vehicle, and we have a spray called X-Mist, which is a sanitizer for the vehicle. So we sanitize the vehicle immediately. Then we have sanitized wipes that we do over the steering wheel and the likes of all touch surfaces. All the staff wear gloves at all time and have hand sanitizers. We ensure that the whole vehicle's clean, seat covers on, and that's all disposable, and it's all disposable waste, so it's all yellow bagged and then taken away at the end of the night and kept completely separate. We have a designated facility manager as well, who looks after all the cleaning. He takes care of the vehicles, so they're dropped off by one person, picked up by another person. And then from that, that's again another stage of separation, that somebody else doesn't have to touch that vehicle. So the less hands on the vehicle and the less people that are involved in it, that's what we're trying to keep it down to.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Just a question, do you take medicine? Do you take prescription medications? The Isle of Man Pharmacy Contractors Association is asking you not to stockpile medicines, as the island's pharmacies are under increased pressure during lockdown. This is Ian Hemmingsley of the Isle of Man Pharmacy Contractors Association.
Pharmacies and their teams are under quite intense pressure at the moment. We're working long hours on the front line, often with reduced staffing levels as well. But we are working around the clock to ensure we can continue to provide a safe and effective service where possible.
Are you, in this advice that you've given out, seeing a somewhat similar reaction to panic buying in this kind of way? People are very keen to get everything they need in advance.
Yes, in a similar way to what happened in the last lockdown, there has been a degree of panic. We're asking patients to only order medication as they would do normally, and not to try and order early. Surgeries will only issue items when they're actually due. There's no need to try and stockpile. The supply chain of medicines to the island is currently operating as normal. But obviously we need to try and ensure this situation continues.
So just to be clear, for people that do have repeat prescriptions, they're happy to continue? It's just extra that people might want to apply for?
Absolutely. Yeah, patients can order their prescriptions in their normal way at the time when they're about to run out. It's just not to encourage people to try and do it any earlier, or to try and ask the surgeries to provide extra. especially for things like inhalers and other medications for asthma and breathing issues. That's where the problems have lain in the past. Will continue as normal, and there won't be any shortages. One thing I would also like to add is that we're trying to reduce the number of people coming into the pharmacy just to try and maintain the safety of our staff and for the patients themselves as well. So our colleagues at St John's Ambulance have once again offered to help deliver medications to patients who are shielding or isolating. This is a voluntary service and should be used by people who haven't got anybody who can collect their medication on their behalf, and we're very thankful for their support during this time.
So don't stockpile medications. What you should be stockpiling, though, is recyclables like glass bottles and cans, because the curbside collection service in Douglas and Braddon has been suspended for 2 weeks with immediate effect. No recycling collection for at least another 2 weeks. And that's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Alex Watton. Stick around for Chris Kinley and the greatest hits on earth and a COVID update at 7 o'clock. I'm Andy Wint, and Update is back Monday evening at 5:30.
WIN.